Hello, listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Building It Up with Bertelsmann. I'm your host, Ankur Variku, and with me today is someone that I would fondly and conclusively call the storyteller of the Indian startup ecosystem, Shraddha Sharma. Shraddha is the CEO and chief editor of Your Story, India's most well-recognized distribution platform for Indian startups. And in today's episode, we touch upon a whole gamut of things, right from Your Story's inception to Shraddha's views on storytelling, and of course, one of the things that she strongly believes in, mental well-being. It's an episode that covered a lot of gamuts, and I'm really thrilled to have Shraddha on the platform today. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for joining us and sparing time. Welcome to Building It Up with Bertelsmann.
Thank you, Ankur, for having me here.
I want to spend this time with you on two things. One, you've been in the middle of all storytelling that's happened over the last 10 odd years, and so much has happened in the entrepreneurial space in this country. So you've been at the quote-unquote receiving end of every breaking news, every big and small investment and shutdown and so on and so forth. So we'll spend time on that. And second is just in general content as an industry and as a space of entrepreneurship in this country. So let me start with content. When you started, there was no content play. Like YouTube bhi bada nahi tha. And I'm sure the early years were not easy to today where suddenly everything is about content and so on. What drove you towards this in the first place?
You know, so I was in a content space because I was with Times of India and CNBC. So I had seen print, I had seen TV, and in my interactions, I used to meet a lot of people, generally people across spectrums, and they all had something to say. And they all had, you know, I could see that people had stories. And when I used to go back to the channel or to the publication, the general feedback was, but oh, this is an ordinary story. And for me, you know, ordinary and story, I somehow thought that they don't go together because every story can be as extraordinary as we see and we choose to see. And I thought that the role of communication per se should be the ability to go behind and see the story. Because one thing we all have to be aware of that in India, you know, media per se has generally been English driven.
Yes.
And most of us, our first language is not English.
Yes.
And many of us, since our childhood, we have not been told as a country to tell stories, like to tell our own stories, right? So we refrain from talking about ourselves. So in somewhere, I thought that reflects in the businesses we do, in people we become or professions that we take on. We are not able to tell our own stories very well. And because of that, somewhere, you know, media is also not taking that extra step to go and, you know, dig deep and find out something about you. And the second thing is, again, it's a very, you know, it's a worldwide phenomena, but I would say it's a more Asian phenomena, and I would say it's a more Indian phenomena, is that we love successes.
How has the market really changed now for the content industry in general? Because now it's suddenly cool and acceptable and the in thing to start a content platform, to be this absolute crusader of stories and so on. And to give you credit, you're the one who, for all technical purposes, started that wave. Do you think it's easier today?
You know, I would say content as a space is never easy, to be honest, and especially in our country, because we just don't, I am talking of myself as a consumer myself, right? Like, I'm not talking as in third person. Hum pay nahi karna chahte hain. Matlab content ka, jo bhi abhi Netflix ka kar rahe hain, toh haan, chalo ek trend dikh raha hai ki, for good content we can pay, but I would say it has been difficult because we are used to so much of content coming from all over and the mediums are so many. But if you see, content was always there, right? Like, it's like shopping. People talk about e-commerce, but you know, we were buying from Kirana stores, right? Similarly, we were taking taxis to the airport. Now we take Ola and Uber. I would say we've always had content. We had our Manohar Kahaniyas and we had our news
Tinkle
channels
comics,
and Tinkle comics and everything. But today, I think the way the content, the format has changed, the way we consume has changed, technology has come and all that. So I would say, yes, in some way it is easy, but in some way it's also very difficult because you're just competing for the eyeballs and the form factors are so many, right? Like today, web series movies are like, you know, you open YouTube and you're bombarded, your app is bombarded. So everyone wants attention of your limited time. And how do you differentiate? How do you make yourself meaningful? And the barrier to entry is coming down, right? Yeah. Like, especially with the digital, like today, anyone can start and do something. And I would say it is an interesting space. But to me, the larger question is that how am I going to have a very strong relationship with you as a content platform? How am I going to have a very deep personal relationship with you? How am I going to be consistently with you where I'm not a one-night stand, right? Mm. Like in the sense, aaj ek app nikalo, do din acha laga, and ye wo karo, because the content might be very titillating. But is that titillating content which might lead to a higher DAU and MAU and all those metrics, will that lead to a strong lifetime relationship? Yeah. And to me, those are very interesting questions we need to ask. And second is that in India, we are still grappling with the answer while we have Netflix and all those hot stars and everyone with different kinds of numbers. But today I was just listening that just to get that kind of a revenue, the spend which it's is going
crazy.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about spend in e-commerce, but content may be jo revenue ban raha uske liye cost kitna hai, and is the cost going to come down? Is my relationship going to, am I going to have a strong moat?
Is this then some sort of a winner's take all attention platform, or do you foresee multiple content platforms serving different purposes in the minds of the consumer?
You know, I would say, you know, I'm just answering this as a human mind, which is so distracted, and I don't think so it's going to change, because we are becoming very individualistic as people. Our interests, preferences, likes, and everything is also evolving so much. So my definition of me as a user cannot be just one dimensional. I think there will be content for different people, different interests, and we'll see that evolving. I would see, sorry for this analogy, but I see India going the Western way, mm-hmm. as far as content is also concerned. In sense, like, you know, if I'm interested in travel, then I have like thousands of travel, very differentiated travel content. Mm-hmm. If I'm interested in food or, you know, cooking, then I have very differentiated. I think it's about market opening and, you know, value coming to that, you know, content. Once that happens, we'll have very differentiated content.
Let me switch gears at this spot. And if I were to ask you to put on the hat of an advisor, and now you're speaking to, say, an emerging startup, someone who has figured their product market fit, are now looking for the next level of growth for them, how should they begin to think about storytelling? Because as potential storytellers, they also are now being pulled by different sources, by different setups, confused about which platform to go to. How do you really start measuring the attention span of their consumers? How should an entrepreneur or a founder begin to think about storytelling for their startup?
You know, my big question, query with entrepreneurs and most people who speak publicly in India is that, why do we have to have so many filters? Mm-hmm. Because to me, a story, like, and you know, in India, we're just told that imperfect is not cool, and entrepreneurs are like, we're filled with superlatives. Like, and those superlatives come to bite you. Like, for example, in 2014, name the big heroes, all of them had said they're going for an IPO, yeah. Right? But kahan gaya? Matlab kahan gaya? Bole kyun? Aur agar bole to bolte ki we are, you know, rather than saying in an affirmating, oh, we are going for an IPO, you know, you should speak from a position of what is in your mind, rather than saying, hey, this is what the audience will appreciate me for. Yeah. More often than not, I have seen people work from back, like, you know, work from the front words, which is like, oh, this is the audience, this is what they're going to hear, like to hear, so this is what I need to say. More often than not, I think we undervalue the audience. What people, your consumer, the reader, or anyone for that matter wants to know is to see the naked, authentic you. Yeah. And people have respect for that.
Yeah.
Some companies which will do very, very well. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, I'll just again, it's a very random example, but this whole Elon Musk thing where he tweeted publicly and then he retracted.
Yeah.
And there were so many publications which were all analyzing the medication he takes to every possible thing. You know, but what I really liked about this whole thing is that he spoke up.
Yes, yeah.
Like he went ahead and spoke. Yeah. In India, we just shy away. Yeah. We just don't speak when the, you know, when bad things happen, we don't want to speak. When good things happen, when we do press release, and everything is hunky-dory. So we just don't need, we don't get to see real human beings. And today in the digital world and in the business world, you know, the lines are blurring. It's not one-dimensional communication, you know, which was for the longest time the narrative in the business world also. You open a pink paper, yeah. You read and you form your opinion. Today, you are forming your opinion based on 100 things, 100 data points, which I'm throwing and subconsciously or consciously throwing at you. So for businesses, for startups and for entrepreneurs who are starting up, I would just say, go there, be yourself. You know, one example which I keep on giving is that when Sachin and Binny Bansal had this... the fiasco.
Big Billion Day fiasco.
And to unhone apology letter likha tha. And as two founders, they wrote, I'm sorry, right? I thought it took a lot of amazing guts to write that, just to say I'm sorry. But if the gap between you and me is real and very, and not manufactured or made by PR or made by some communication manager, I think as entrepreneur, you need to speak for yourself. You don't need 10 people telling what you should be speaking. Just try to connect and just be yourself. And it works magically. I've seen that over the years.
As playing the devil's advocate, there aren't too many people who think like you, which means that if you're representing the platform side of this industry, who cares about these normal day event stories? Who cares about being vulnerable? Who cares about the real you? Because I only know about the unicorns. I want the flashing news on my platform and so on. How does then a startup begin to deal about this? Because the only alternative then is for them to go out directly to the consumer and create, quote-unquote, their own platform.
You know, honestly, Ankur, I feel if I have to redo my business again, or if I'm doing something else for that matter again, I'm not going to rely on any other platform. I'm just going to be my... Today, the way the industry is evolving, like today, for example, Bertelsmann is doing this podcast. Tomorrow, you know, like if you see, you have to be your own vehicle. And today's world, unlike maybe even 5 years back, today the world gives you the chance to directly go to your consumer and have the conversation. Yeah. And I think people should be doing that. But coming to the other point, which to your other question, is that people are interested in interest. Yes, I agree, people are interested in interesting information. So I cannot be putting out, hey, this is Shraddha, and today morning I got up and I am using Colgate's club toothpaste. Nobody cares. But if I say, hey, this is me, I'm in Hong Kong and I have met this investor who is planning to come to India and I had this conversation with him, then people, so it is up to me. It's like offline in a relationship, even in your closest or with friends, how interesting are you in your relationship, right? So similarly, if you're putting out content, how interesting is your content? And I think that onus lies on us. Take that extra effort to make it a little interesting for your readers. I think that onus would lie on whoever is telling the story. But having said that, direct communication is the way to go.
Got it. Okay. Most of these startups in this country are started by engineers. And they always think, yaar, main toh engineer hoon. Mujhe storytelling nahi aati. Mujhe code karna aata hai. And how do I then start thinking about storytelling? Now, I'm not equipped to do this. I'm not trained to do this. I don't even have the natural inclination to do it. Does that mean that I will not ever be able to do this?
Because you are thinking of storytelling as something that needs to be created, something that needs to be manufactured, something which is like something alien. That's why that feeling is coming. You don't think about that when you are building the day-to-day brick and brick by brick your business. You don't think when you look at your own analytics. You don't think like that when you look at your P&L statement or you look at your, you know, sales pipeline. Then that those are things which you didn't know that.
Yeah.
As an engineer, you don't know your sales pipeline ki kaise banate hain, AOP kya hota hai. All those things to nahi pata chalta hai. But all those things, because those are so essential to your business, because because you know those are important, ki dhanda karna hai, then you learn that. And you so intuitively learn that because those are natural to surviving. But somewhere the whole thing is, so storytelling is not natural to surviving. I would say Apple, while it's a great design and product story, to me it's a greatest storytelling story.
Absolutely.
Right? We look at any of those big brands, like the story that they have told, or Facebook, for whatever it is going through, the boardroom story that unfolded, and you know, the whole transparency of a founder coming. We could all have different views, but coming and openly answering and speaking. To me, most of the brands, for their DNA story, once you know is important, then you will not see ki nahi hoga.
I like the way that you approach this, which is, don't think of storytelling something which is outside of your skin. Storytelling, and the genuine storytelling, is about you being you.
Yeah.
So whosoever you are.
Yeah.
Right? And that's how the world will receive you, and that's how you got to be, which is good. When you look at the content space in the country, are there some very interesting white gaps that you still feel people are not looking into, or you see emerging in the future?
You cannot judge the next 500 million users. The more I'm understanding, because the thing is, the more I'm understanding the users, India, for the next 500 million users, or for that matter, let's even not say 500 million users, but just for users, be it in the category of women, mm-hmm. be it in the category of students, not in the premium colleges, yeah. be it in the category of farmers, there is a huge requirement of interesting, meaningful content. Okay. And there'll be a lot of requirement for interesting content coming from this segment. And to me, that's exciting. And also the new segment, which is so, you know, the millennials, like to me, they are redefining your content. How do you keep engaging? So for me, more than the spaces, I would say engagement with people, and how your content is able to engage at, like I said, at a long interval rather than being a fad, is going to be a very defining journey. Yeah.
So one question I had, Shraddha, was when it's very easy in the digital marketing world to have this ROI measurement, last click attribution, and blah, blah, blah. But when people start thinking of content as a marketing strategy, and especially using the likes of your story, how should they go about assessing the performance of a campaign, measuring the effectiveness, so on?
You know, so a very good question, Ankur. One, I would say, is that the signal should be the engagement. You know, I'm very big on engagement because everyone talks about PVs and UVs, but I just think that you could get millions and millions of PVs and UVs and it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So one is the engagement, and today it's very easy to make a, you know, find out the comments, the conversation which it is driving, is one. Second is, for me, what I've seen for entrepreneurs working and for businesses working who engage with us from a content marketing standpoint is the conversions. You know, if you did something, did your stakeholder call you?
Yes.
Or, you know, so that to me is a very transparent, and I love that about digital, and I love that about this platform where you could just quickly get that feedback within 48 hours max.
Yeah.
You could get that. And also businesses, if they're calling, you know, it's very easy. This is very trackable, like the conversation which is happening, how many people have connected with you, how many people have written to you after your story has come on your LinkedIn, how many people have actually called or made the effort to find out your numbers. And more often than not, people also reach out to us to get the details of the entrepreneur. So those are the metrics, and you can make out in max 2-3 days.
Wonderful. Great. It was fantastic to have you, Shraddha. Thank you so much for again being yourself. This was a really engaging conversation. All the best for you. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
With that, we come to the end of Shraddha's episode. This was truly a massive takeaway. I thoroughly enjoyed my time. I always do. And I hope that you enjoyed this as much as I did. Please don't forget to subscribe to Building It Up with Bertelsmann. We are on iTunes, we are on SoundCloud, on Savan, or wherever else that you listen to your podcasts. This is Ankur Variku, your host, signing off for this episode. And until the next one, see you all.